This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden held his first in-person meeting since winning the election with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on Friday. Biden's meeting with the top Democrats at his makeshift transition headquarters in downtown Wilmington, Delaware, comes as he continues to build out his White House team. Jen Psaki is with the Biden transition team.
They're in lockstep agreement that there needs to be emergency assistance and aid during the lame duck session to help families. There's no more room for delay, and we need to move forward as quickly as possible.
Prospects for new virus aid this year remain uncertain. Pelosi said that talks with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership on Thursday did not produce any consensus on a new virus aid package. U.S. drug maker Pfizer has asked the Food and Drug Administration to allow emergency use of its vaccine in the United States, a step that will start the clock ticking on a process that could bring limited first shots as early as next month and eventually an end to the pandemic. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
Pfizer's filing sets off a chain of events as the Food and Drug Administration and its independent advisors debate if the shots are ready. If so, another group will have to decide how the initial limited supplies are rationed out. Initial supplies will be scarce. According to information given to the National Academy of Medicine, about 25 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be available in December, 30 million in January, and another 35 million in February and March. People getting the shots will need two doses 3 weeks apart. I'm Mike Hempen.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Drug maker Gilead's remdesivir should not be used for patients hospitalized with COVID-19, according to a World Health Organization panel. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
A World Health Organization panel has removed the drug remdesivir from a list of medicines it recommends to developing countries, in this case for treating coronavirus patients. The news came just hours after the international body also confirmed that it does not believe the drug, made by pharmaceutical giant Gilead, should be used for any hospitalized COVID patient in any country, regardless of how ill they may be. And now a WHO panel is saying that remdesivir is costly, complex to administer, and there is no evidence that it improves survival or reduces the need for ventilation. Currently, the antiviral known by the brand name Veklury is one of only two medicines authorized to treat COVID-19 patients.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Coronavirus cases have surged in India's capital while the country has hit a grim milestone, recording 9 million infections. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
While the pace of recorded new cases overall in the country of 1.3 billion appears to be slowing, experts have cautioned that official figures may be offering false hope. In New Delhi, meanwhile, the disease is on the rise, with intensive care wards in big hospitals nearly at capacity, and the main crematorium packed. Health officials found this week that the prevalence of infections in markets was much higher than expected, and the city has added an average 6,700 new cases each day in recent weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One of three Americans hailed as heroes for tackling an alleged Islamic State gunman aboard a Paris-bound train testified at the man's trial in Paris Friday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
This happened on a train from Amsterdam to Paris in 2015.
I saw a guy entering the train with an AK and a handgun.
In court, Alex Scarlato says he yanked a pistol from the attacker's hand, turned it on him, pulled the trigger, but it didn't fire.
In my initial statement to French police, I did not say that because I was unsure of French self-defense laws.
Scarlatos and two longtime friends were vacationing together.
We had actually joked about something like this happening, and it was just, I don't know how to describe it, but it's just a sense of that we were all on the same page without speaking about it.
This was all made into a movie directed by Clint Eastwood. If convicted, the attacker faces a maximum life sentence. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.